Amidst spotlights and celebrities, the Glen Island Casino opens its 1939 season. Let's listen to Glenn Miller's music.
With 1940 approaching, the Glenn Miller Orchestra was surging in popularity and had its own radio program three nights a week, Moonlight Serenade, the theme song that Miller wrote while studying music.
Tonight, our campus spotlight shines on Loras College in Iowa and Davidson College down in North Carolina.
Glenn Miller was born 105 years ago. This is his personal piano on display at his birthplace home in Clarinda. He also played trombone, but worked at this Mahogany Baldwin to compose and arrange some of the biggest hits of the big band era.
A big band typically was about 17 members. There were five saxes, four trombones, four trumpets, guitar, bass, and drums.
Marvin Negley is president of the Glenn Miller Birthplace Society.
There were, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of big bands around the country. And these bands were traveling bands, so they performed in Iowa and Missouri and all the Midwest states as well.
This excerpt is from a 4th of July program at Des Moines' old Shrine Auditorium in 1940.
Now, Glenn, what have you in the way of a little fireworks? Everybody loves my baby.
Behind Miller's birthplace is a vacant lot where a new museum will go, showcasing the Iowan's hugely successful and ultimately tragic life.
I think everyone listening in on the radio should know, Glenn, it actually is a recording of Chattanooga Choo Choo, but it's in gold, solid gold, and it's really fine.
In 1942, Miller won the music industry's first gold record.
And now for the boys in the band and for the whole gang, thanks 1,200,000.
Also in 42, Hollywood wanted a piece of the action, and Miller starred in the musical film Orchestra Wives.
Good morning, Janie.
What could be good about it at 10:30?
Well, I only told you to come early because I knew you'd be late.
When do I say?
As World War II raged on, Miller enlisted and left his band, which was earning $20,000 a week. He said farewell over the radio.
There's a lot of swell guys in the outfit. I'm going in, and maybe all of us can get together again after this thing is over. In the meantime, I'll see you all in the Army, and we'll say goodbye in the best way we know how.
Miller ended up directing the Army Air Force Band and performed hundreds of concerts for GIs in Europe. In this classic recording, Miller talks to German soldiers in German.
Glenn Miller persönlich.
Good evening. Im Sprechen bin ich immer sehr kurz, denn ich folge immer.
In December of 1944, the world was stunned by this news.
Major Glenn Miller, the well-known American band leader, is reported missing.
At the age of 40, flying to a performance in France, Miller's plane vanished over the English Channel.
Well, we've had a dream for a number of years to build a Glenn Miller Museum. Not only a tribute to Glenn Miller, but we also want to explain the sort of the story of the big band era, which Glenn Miller was the king of.
A groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled at the Glenn Miller Festival in June. If fundraising concludes in time, exhibits now displayed in the birthplace could be at the new museum for the 2010 festival. In Clarinda, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.